my last broadcast, I began a message entitled Missionary Training. And we learned two things. If we are to do missionary work for Jesus Christ, we must first live like He lived. And secondly, we must preach what Jesus preached. And there are two more things that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Mark chapter 6, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life, sent down from the Lord.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
For that city. Notice, if they ain't receiving Jesus, if they ain't receiving John, Jesus says, now, don't expect for everybody to open doors to you. Don't expect for every ear to want to hear what you got to say. He says, matter of fact, he says, when you see folks are turned off by what you say, he didn't even tell them to force feed them. As a matter of fact, when you read Matthew chapter 7, Jesus instructed them, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Don't cast your pearls before the swine. In other words, don't just force people or force the Bible on people. If they don't want this holy word of God, then don't force it on them. If they don't want the pearls out of this word, don't force it on them. Yeah, and he's telling them here that shake the dust off your feet. He said, because it's going to be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah on that day than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah. What is Jesus saying here? Jesus is letting us know that when people don't want to hear the word of God, you know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. He says something worse is going to happen to them. Why is that? Because back in Sodom and Gomorrah, they didn't have the complete counsel of the word of God. In Jesus' day, they only had the Old Testament, the word of God. But today, we got Old Testament and New Testament. So something worse is going to happen to us today than happened to the folks way back in Bible day. Why? Because we got more revelation. And the Bible says, much that's given, much is going to be required. Yeah, yeah. And so he said, don't trouble yourself. He said, shake the dust off your feet. Why is that? That's a sign of disgust. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you would see the Jewish people. They used to shake the dust off their coats and their clothes and stuff and off their shoes because they didn't want no part of the unbelievers' judgment. So they didn't want to bring not even an ounce of dust that they had. Because when God judges, he's going to judge everything. So you got to learn how to shake it off. When folks don't want to hear you, you got to learn how to, oh my goodness, just take your shoes off and shake the dust off your feet. That's what you got to do. Amen. Quit troubling yourself and well, I wish you would listen to me. Pull your shoes off and. And let them know they're up under the judgment of God, and I don't even want the dust that you've been tracking on. I don't even want that on my feet. Because just like God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, he's going to judge you one day. You're going to wish you would have listened to me. You got to learn how to shake the dust. Shake it off. Shake it off your feet. Hello, somebody. You know, they even got a song saying, shake it off and pack it under. Lord have mercy. Don't worry yourself. You ain't in trouble. They in trouble. But just preach what Jesus preached. Don't try to fix it up and spice it up and what they can receive. Tell it just like it is. But it takes a man, it takes a woman to do that. Yeah, yeah. And let me just throw a little caution in. Be careful about running up to the pulpit, preachers, wanting to preach. This ain't for boys. This is for men that has been called by God. And it's not no sissy man. The hardest job in the world is to tell folks about themselves. Let me move on. We got two more points, y'all. Lord have mercy. I could stay there for a while. Missionary training. You got to live like Jesus lived. You got to preach what he preached. But then there's a third thing. You got to do what he done. Do what he done. What did he do? Well, he sent his disciples out in verse 13, and they cast out many devils. Lord have mercy. Man, that's preaching material right there. They cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. What did he send them to do? He sent them to preach the devil out of people. He sent them to cast the devil out of people. You know what's wrong with people? They got that devil in them. Read about how a man raped an 85-year-old woman. Got the devil in them. Lady drowning her kids in the bathtub. Got the devil in them. Cutting off the children's hands. The devil in them. Man locking his girls up in the basement and having sex with them for years. Got the devil in them. That's what's wrong with it. Folks on your job, they got the devil in them. That's what's wrong with folks in your home. Got the devil in them. Got a 35-year-old man, but he's mean to his mama. What's wrong with that? Now, how can you curse your own mama out who went through 9 months of hard labor in order to birth you out of here? And you talking to her like you're talking to somebody who's out there on the streets. Got the devil in them. And we just want to have cute church today. We just want to just come on in, and we don't even want to call sin. We don't even want to talk about stuff. We just want to make it look like everybody is happy. No, the only time I read about everybody being happy was over in first grade, and that was talking about Dick and Tom and Sally. And Spot, amen. Ron, Spot, Rod. Lord have mercy. Worst thing that happens, Spot got caught. Spot had to go back in the cage. Amen. That's first grade stuff. But I'm talking about reality. Reality. We got folks that got guns and knives and killing one another. Why? Because they got the devil in them. God is looking for somebody to go out there and run the devil out of people. We got preachers today scared to death. Oh, man, they got the devil in. Oh, let's see, can we call them? We're going to have to see, can we get some counseling? Listen, you can't counsel a devil. You got to cast that devil out of them. That's how you know a real preacher from the fake ones. The real preachers, they can look the devil in the eye. Matter of fact, they can shake a person's hand and say, oh, the spirit, he ain't right. Come on in this office here. Amen. We're going to have to anoint you with some oil here. Amen. Slap some oil on this head of yours. We got to pray this devil out of you. Lord have mercy. Look. As a matter of fact, they anointed with oil, didn't they? They anointed with oil. They anointed with oil. Now, notice now, the disciples anointed with oil. Jesus never anointed with oil. The disciples, they anointed with oil. Matter of fact, this is the first time you're going to read in Mark's gospel about the anointing of oil. We've been going through chapter by chapter, but you ain't never read that. That's your first time reading about the anointing with oil. Why did he tell them to go out and anoint with oil? Well, that's a couple of reasons. One reason is because olive oil back in Bible days was used for medical purposes. Yeah, and so they would take the olive oil and combine that with prayer. Yeah, James even talked about that. If somebody is sick, let them call for the elders of the church and let them anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Yeah, so that's what they was doing. Don't you remember Luke chapter 10, the story of the Good Samaritan? Remember how that man had gotten beaten up on the road, that Jericho road, and the preach came by and passing by on the other side. The Levite passed by on the other side. But the Samaritan man went there and he grabbed him. And the Bible said he poured wine and oil. Yeah, yeah. It was used for medical purposes. Listen to me good now, because we're in some deep theology right here. Listen, a lot of people try to do one or the other. A lot of times people say, well, I'm going to just set, and I'm going to just wait on God to heal me. I ain't going to no doctor. I'm going to just sit over here and wait for God to heal me. And they end up dying. And they could have called a doctor. See, God works through it all. The doctor didn't come up with that information on his own. All them machines that they got, the technology and the radiologists and all of that stuff, they didn't come up with that knowledge on their own. God gave man that knowledge. So the Bible says every good and perfect gift, it comes from above. It comes from the Lord. So if it's good, I mean, she's always singing it this morning. Everything that happened to me, oh, I'm going to leave that alone. Lord have mercy. God did it. Oh, boy, that spirit getting ready to get on me. But another reason they use that. Oh, let me back up. So, listen, when you sick, don't do just one or the other. Do both. Yeah, if you sick, take the best medicine. Olive oil was the best medicine for those poor people in that day. You take the best medicine and you pray and even call the preachers to come pray. The most spiritual people that you know, you want them praying for you. The most spiritual people that's got faith, you want them praying for you. Now, if you don't believe in healing, then don't you be coming over to my house when I'm sick. Don't you be coming over. You're going back down to the church. I need somebody who got some faith. Because the Bible said the prayers of the righteous avail it much. So you combine both of them. You use both of them. Amen. See, God blessed the doctor with that knowledge in order to be a blessing to you. See, it's got to be a two-way street. Listen, don't starve the doctor to death. Y'all didn't catch that, did you? That God gave the doctor some knowledge, but he going to use that knowledge to help you, and you ought to be willing to give him a little some. Amen. You see, a blessing is always a two-way. Lord have mercy. We're in some heavy theology this morning. Lord have mercy. But the other reason you had the oil was a symbol of the presence and the power of God. It was a symbol and a presence and the power of God. That's what it was. And so when they was bringing the oil, they was bringing it as a symbol of the power and the presence of the Lord. Hey, listen, because see, a lot of times, let me tell you something. A lot of times in the spirit world, ain't nothing really wrong with a person physically, but it's just they got a spiritual problem. Demons are holding them down. But when you go there and put some oil there, you're saying, I'm claiming this. That old demon just, bro, he get on out of the way now. Amen. He getting on out of the way because he know enforcement is getting ready to come. And if he don't get on out of the way, God is going to send some of his holy angels there. So he getting on out of the way because, see, the holy angels could go on and take him to hell right now. So he know what's best for him. He better go on and get on out of the way. Because we are claiming it. See, all is a symbol of the presence and power of God. And so the invisible world, they are looking at them symbols. They are looking at what you got in your life. So when they see crosses and stuff, crosses kind of scare them. That's a symbol of the power of Almighty God. So that's why you want to be careful about whatever you have in your house, because it works as a point of contact. Lord have mercy. See, if I got alcohol in my house, I'm going to attract alcoholic demons. It's getting awfully quiet on me. That's all right. You shut down on me if you want to. I'm going to shake this dust off. Lord have mercy. Why Jesus, though, didn't, let me rush on because I got to finish. Why Jesus didn't go ahead and take all with him? Because he didn't have to bring no symbol of the presence and the power of God, because he is the presence and the power of God. You got to preach what Jesus preached and do what Jesus did. And then the last thing, you'll receive Jesus' reward. You'll receive Jesus' reward. Look here in verse number 30 and 31. Let me rush on. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. What are they doing there? They're coming back making their report, isn't it? See, they're making their report. See, one day God is going to call you in and say, let me see what you've done. You got to tell me everything that you've done in this body, whether it was good or whether it's bad. In other words, we got to all stand before the judgment seat of God and give an account. And so that's what they was doing. They was giving account. And the Bible says, and they gave a good report, because the scripture says, and he said unto them, come ye yourself apart into a desert place and rest a while. Lord have mercy. For they were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Look at that. They started working for the Lord. And the more they work for the Lord, the more work they needed to do for the Lord. And the more they done for the Lord, the more they needed to do for the Lord. And they got a double blessing. The blessing was when God called you and you work for the Lord, you feel good about helping somebody. Lord have mercy. And the more you help somebody, you want to help somebody else. And you go and help that person. And you feel good about helping them. And you want to help somebody else. You help that person. You feel good about yourself. And you go out there and you want to help somebody else. And you just keep helping people and helping people and helping people. Until before you know it, you done forgot to eat lunch. Before you know it, you done forgot to stop and take a break. Before you know it, you done forgot to even eat dinner. Why? Because you just been helping yourself. And you're getting so much joy from helping people. That's why when Jesus was out ministering there at Samaria, and he administered to the woman at Samaria, the lady at the well, and the disciples had came back from town with the food, and they say, "Hun, Jesus, eat, eat." But Jesus says, "I have meat that you know not of." How many of you know, as you are working for the Lord, it takes away that appetite? Why is that? Because you're getting full up on spiritual food. Oh, and you got meat that folks don't even know about. Oh, I know I'm right about it. You feel good. You know the problem with a lot of people why they depressed today is because they ain't helping nobody. See, as long as you just sitting in your corner like little Jack Horner having a pity party, you ain't gonna be happy. But if you see that this sister over here needs some food to eat, and you go and be a blessing to her, Lord have mercy. You feel so good. The sister tell you, "Thank you for blessing me." But you say, "Oh, no, you bless me. Lord have mercy." And then you see this sister. She needs her light bill paid. And you help her pay her light bill. And you just leave there just feeling so good. And this other sister, she needs some help. And she needs some groceries. And boy, and you run on over there and give her some groceries. You just feel so good. And you see this other sister. She in need. And you help her. This sister in need, you help her. This brother's in need, you help him. This sister's in need, you help him. This brother's in need, you help him. This sister's in need. This sister's in need. This sister, and you help all of these sisters. And then at the end of your life, at the end of the day, you just look back over your life and you look over all the folks that God used you to help. You just feel good, number one, about the Lord calling you. And you feel good that the Lord used you to be a blessing to somebody. Oh, that would be enough right there. But God ain't even finished. Because after you done sung your last song, after you done prayed your last prayer, after you done preach your last sermon, you're going to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You was faithful over a few things. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up and be with me in glory. And sit down, servant." I say, sit down, servant. Sit down, servant. Sit down and rest a little while.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.